Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We're going to get to the AI actress here in just a moment. I've had enough. But first, the days of pushing through an illness at work are over. As nearly a third of Americans say they would rather you not show up for work if you're feeling sick. That is according to a new survey of 2,000 people, so you know it's legit. Anything over 900 is considered legitimate, which examined approaches to cold and flu and the evolving etiquette around rest and recovery. 31% of Americans say there is no longer a badge of honor or admirable quality to people showing up to work sick, coughing, or, quote, powering through it. Just a quarter of Americans strongly believe it would impress bosses or superiors.
Okay. I hope that you're right. I feel like If they broke that down by demographic, are older workers or younger workers more likely to go into work sick?
Older.
I think so, too. Sam?
I can't remember the last time I took a sick day.
Nor can I.
I took one a couple of weeks ago.
Nor were.
So did you,
wow,
Scott.
Wow, you're trying to shame me? You're trying to guilt me into not getting everybody else around here sick?
No. Even today when I came out to say to Dan, I said, hey, can I borrow some of that? And he goes, are you sick? And
you did not come in sounding well today.
He literally just, you know, I get a cold and my cold goes into my throat. And I just said to Dan, I go, I'm a little under the weather, but not like I've got to stay home.
And Scott, I backed up quickly.
You took a sick day like 3 weeks ago.
Who did?
You. Remember, it was going to cost you 10 grand.
Heart attack.
He was.
Well.
He was.
Unremarkable.
All day. Was it happening all day? I mean.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Have you seen his bill?
Have you seen? I would have much rather come into work that day than get faced with a $10,000 bill.
Tell it to a judge.
There were some TPS reports you needed to fill out.
Yeah.
That's right.
Looks like my trip to South Carolina is not in peril. Imelda is heading offshore as of tomorrow morning.
I'm happy for you.
So Imelda will not be throwing any shoes.
No. And so we land at 2:00 in Greenville. Just on those, you just, Sam, it's been my history. You've just got to let it go.
Just let it go.
Just let it go.
It's just a deep historical reference to Imelda Marcos.
We're good.
And her shoe collection.
Her shoe collection.
In the Philippines from 1989.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
Deep historical. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, exactly. So it looks like we are going to make our trip.
Good.
I'm very excited.
I am happy for you.
I have dinner with all four of Joe's kids on Thursday night.
That makes me happy. Mm-hmm. Hug them for me. That's
I will.
So sweet.
Very
Good.
Much looking forward to
so
it.
So Dana, don't get sick.
I'm not. Well, what's interesting is I called Scott this morning. Well, it was 7:30.
It was 8.
He did not pick up my call. I was going to ask, what is the contingency plan in the event? Because you know how my voice gets, Sam. And so I'm going to line up some great interviews next couple days just to give the voice a break by Thursday or Friday, and we'll be good. We'll be good.
I'm not coming back.
I know you're not. Would I want you to come back.
I'm still sick. Call me. Sound like a man. And then we're off on Monday, so I'm not going to see you until Tuesday. Call them. All right.
Yep.
That's actually a voicemail that I received on my phone.
Good talk.
It's me.
Nothing makes you want to call somebody back like, it's me.
It's me.
And even, and I believe that you were sick that day and your voice was terrible. But even when you are sick, does everybody, when they leave a voicemail, feel like they have to leave the obligatory cough?
Yes.
After the first two words?
It did sound pretty forced.
Just to make sure you understand that I'm actually sick.
It's me.
Yep.
Sell it.
Call me back.
You know, Scott, was there ever a time way, way, way back when that I probably could have gone into work and didn't when I was like working overnights or I was working late nights? Probably there were one or two of those. Because of the bizarre nature of what it is that we do here, which can't even really be explained or quantified, I would never call in sick when I was not sick. When I'm not here, it's generally because I've slammed my hand in my door and suffered a traumatic injury.
Or golfing.
Or I am on vacation. Or I am legitimately without a voice.
Or it's a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm. No. 75
and sunny.
No. Did you make me feel guilty?
Suntan lotion.
Clyde. Force is calling.
Stop it.
Visor freshly
visor
cut.
Visor on.
Stop it.
That smell of freshly cut grass in the air.
I think I'm having a heart attack, and your insurance company's like, nope, we do not find anything remarkable about that.
By the way, they did finally pay for it.
Finally?
Yes, thank God.
I was actually worried for you, because that was $10,000, and I know how you hate to part with money.
Mr. Parks, would you consider that myocardial infarction remarkable?
Very unremarkable.
Dan, listen, I get it, and I get the inside joke, and I know where everybody's going. My blood pressure was 185 over 117.
It was bad.
That's crazy.
I was having chest pain.
Oh, I know.
It was bad. Know.
And I'm thinking, no, that was serious.
And so what am I supposed to do? Not go to the doctor?
Which in the end would be a lot more expensive if something really bad happened. Well, I'm glad you went. I'm glad everything checked out.
If I stroked out or had a heart attack right there on my floor, nobody's home, I'm dead.
Look, we're always the ones on this show that say, like, if you feel something and you're like, you should ask for help. And especially men, because men statistically don't, and then you lay down for a nap and that's bye-bye.
Yeah, and then you never wake up. And there was something about that morning. I didn't feel right. I couldn't catch my breath. I'm taking the dog for a walk down to the corner, and I get back and I'm like, whew. And then I'm like, okay. And we do have a blood pressure cuff at home. I take it. It's ridiculously high.
Yeah.
My lower, and you know, everybody knows that lower number is more important than that upper number.
You're like 120 on the lower number. You legitimately needed to go to the ER.
Well, no, I should be. Like, normally I'm like 130 over 80.
Yeah.
Which is not great, but it's okay, right?
For your age and all that, yeah.
It is.
So I take my blood pressure at home, and it's ridiculously stupid high. And I'm like, all right, I'm running over to CVS to double check, you know, because they got one by the pharmacy. And I get there, and it's worse. And that's when I called Heather, and I'm like, what do I do? And she goes, get in my car. I'll be there in 1 minute.
Yeah. I didn't even tell you guys, because I know how you are.
What is that supposed to be?
That I called 911 on Saturday, and it's
here
been a
go.
While.
Here.
No, it has been a while.
On yourself?
No, it has been a while.
What does a while mean?
A week.
Well, Sam, if I see someone in distress or I see someone criming, I'm going to call the appropriate authorities.
72 hours?
You're a crime observer.
Thank you.
96?
So I am standing by the restroom in a very well-known establishment in Lawrence.
Was it the Hawk, the Wheel, or Louise's?
Well, that will come up in a moment. It's kind of funny. And this young woman walks up the stairs into the door while I'm standing right there waiting to use the restroom. She walks in with her friend, and her friend is not a color one should be in their breathing state. I mean, she looked so bad, so, right before someone passes out.
Like blue?
Yeah, they lose all the color in their face. And my first thought was, has this girl been drugged? That's what this looks like. Mm-hmm. So they are trying to get her over to a table. My girlfriend, Heather Broderick, sitting right there. Everyone's like, clear the area. They try to get her over to sit down. She doesn't even make it to the chair. She's out.
Is she hammered?
She goes down like a sack of potatoes. And it was like 10 in the morning.
Was she hammered at 10 in the morning?
My first thought was drugged. I was like, uh-uh. So there were three or four moms around.
Oh, so this was a college kid.
Yep. Oh, God, Scott, she didn't look 18, but I'm sure she was 21. One of the moms starts pouring
not
water.
Not if she was at the wheel.
It's hard to tell how old they are.
It is. One of the moms starts pouring water down the back of her neck, and I'm like, nope, I'm calling 911. No, there is something about this I don't like. It doesn't look good. And if that was my child.
You didn't go over to the table and say, can I call 911?
She was completely bye-bye, passed out, gone. Could not. They were smacking her. They were pouring water. So, you know, they do the deal. What is your emergency? You know, and I tell her, I said, there is a young girl who is just complaining. They're like, is she breathing? And I'm like, yeah, but she doesn't look good. She's out. He says, and I quote, where is your location? And I'm like, we're at the wheel. And there's a pause. And he goes, could I get the exact address? And I go, we're at the wheel. It's in Lawrence. My God, everyone in the world. Ask someone in China where the wheel is. They know where that is. He's like, okay, wow. Man, calm down. God.
I don't know where.
Well, would if you lived in Lawrence.
So,
right.
Yes. So anyway, long story short, I go back in. They're like, what is the patient doing now? She's still completely slumped over in this chair. They go get her some ice. They put ice on the back of her neck. And then all of a sudden, she pops up like Mary Poppins. And she's just like, oh, what happened?
Recovery is much faster among the young.
Completely sober, by the way. Completely sober.
No.
Yes.
No.
She had walked. She was talking, you guys. She had walked all the way down there, climbed those stairs, got overheated. Down she went like a sack of potatoes.
So perhaps she
at 10 in the morning.
Yes.
On a day where the high temperature was 85.
God, it was hot.
It would have been 75, no higher at 10 in the morning.
And so listen, I went over her. I said, sweetheart, I said, you know, we're all moms here. I said, sweetheart, I have paramedics on the phone. Do you want them to continue here? Even though they claim they don't know where the wheel is, but everyone in the world knows where it is. She says, oh goodness, no, I am so embarrassed. Oh my God, I just got overheated. I mean, stone sober. I know what drunk teenagers look like. I've had them in my life. Totally fine. And the paramedic said, do you want us to continue on? And I said, we can cancel the call. Thank you for your assistance.
So another wasted 911 call.
If that was your child, Maya, God forbid, and she goes down like a sack of potatoes in front of three adults, you would not want someone to call for help?
I would call 911 myself if necessary.
She didn't have a parent there.
Who were the other people?
Just moms. It was family weekend. They kept saying, do you know the patient's name? I'm like, no, I'm a mom. We're at the wheel.
The three moms around her were not her mom?
Correct. She came in with a friend. There was no relative there. And I said, if that was your child, Scott.
And she was sober. I'm still stuck on this lie.
I swear to you. if that was your child, you would want someone to call.
Well, why were all the old moms at the bar at 10 in the morning?
It was family weekend.
I don't know what that means. Why are you at the bar at 10 in the morning?
That's where you go to get drunk before the game at 11 o'clock against Cincinnati. Okay.
Pre-game ain't going to launch us up.
It's at 15th and Ohio, by the way.
Got it. Okay.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have breaking news on the Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban front.
We do. An insider, a trusted source, a confidant.
Okay.
Spoke with People Magazine.
Oh, okay.
Saying, the abrupt divorce came after Kidman felt, quote, very betrayed. And it's devastating and shocking to her after their 19 years of marriage. As to what she is shocked by, the source did not say.
I feel like if you were a trusted confidant, you're not going to be running to People magazine with details about someone's marital issues.
Paired by with rumors about him seeing other women.
Okay. Well, that'll do it. That'll do her.
Source said he's been making questionable choices for some time now. And this was not the case of them just drifting apart.
Do you ever wonder if those quotes are made up?
For those around him, this has felt more like a gradual drift than a shocking break.
No one talks like that. No one talks like that.
Nobody says gradual drift. You're correct.
Unless you're stranded on a desert island and you gradually drifted there.
All the signs point to the fact that Keith had another woman. Let's just say it. Nicole doesn't dispute it.
Okay.
It's all over Nashville, another source said.
Okay.
Is my vocal tone painting the true absurdity behind the story?
I'm starting to think it's fake. About as fake as this AI story I'm about to read.
I'm reading it verbatim. Multiple sources, now three.
Okay.
All right. Story here from the Associated Press. Like thousands of actors, Tilly Norwood, and I would encourage you to look up Tilly Norwood.
She is darling.
Beautiful, beautiful actress. Tilly Norwood is looking for a Hollywood agent. But unlike most young performers aspiring to make it in the film industry, Tilly Norwood is an entirely AI-made character, artificial intelligence. Norwood, who has been dubbed Hollywood's first AI actor, is the product of a company called Zecoya, which bills itself as the world's first artificial intelligence talent studio. Since the Dutch producer and comedian Aline Vandervelden launched the digital character's prospective career, Tilly Norwood has been all the talk in Hollywood, but not in a good way. Guilds, actors, filmmakers have met with Zecoya product with an immediate wave of backlash, protesting that artificial intelligence should not ever have a role in the acting profession. In a statement Tuesday, the Screen Actors Guild said that creativity is and should remain human-centered. They are trying to find an agent for somebody who doesn't exist.
Well, yeah, why pay an actor when you can pay much less for a random computer program to generate the images?
Why pay an agent? What is the agent going to do? Shop her around for a film?
Yeah.
It's not real.
But somebody owns the rights to Tilly Norwood. Somebody created it.
No, she's not an actor. That is a.
They took the time to go in and manipulate the prompts until they got the look that they wanted. This is already huge in the modeling world.
Vandervelden, Sam, you're absolutely right, by the way. Think about when you go online and you are looking for a new sweater and you try and you say, I'm a size medium. Okay. And okay, let me move this sweater onto this character here to see what it would look like on me. That's sort of my body type.
Yeah.
A lot of those people are not real.
I did notice this when I was shopping a couple months ago. I think it was Macy's.com, not pointing them out good, bad, or otherwise, but I was looking for a men's golf shirt. Okay. And I started to notice all of the men in all of the golf shirts from all of the different brands on, it was actually Amazon, were the same.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same man. And I'm like, that's a fake man. That is not a real man. That's a fake man.
Some sites will let you take a picture of yourself.
Well, that's
and
okay.
Put the shirt on you.
Well, but that's, I don't have a problem with that because that's actually me taking a picture of myself. That's basically the online version of a dressing room.
Yeah. But it's AI driven. But I mean, that wasn't feasible before AI models.
But I'm real.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, let's be honest. Cartoons, if it wasn't for the voice,
okay,
is AI.
Cartoons are not real. You are right. Tom and Jerry were not real.
And Tom and Jerry never said a word.
They laughed. So like a violin.
How about the old early Mickey Mouse cartoons? Are they not AI?
The earliest version, I suppose.
Somebody is creating them, but they're not real.
But this is different when you're talking about an actor delivering a performance in Hollywood. It's all just going to be fake now?
Well, and here's
pretty what soon.
I have a real problem. Like, we played the Beach Boys...
Apple bottom jeans.
Apple bottom jeans.
That's the best thing ever.
That's funny, but I'm not going to download that on my phone.
Yeah, you will.
No, I won't. But The Randy Travis, who is still alive, who loaned his voice to an AI company to sing a song that he never sang, I will never listen to that song. I will never listen to it because it's not really Randy Travis.
Oh, God.
Just one more super quick AI-related story here. This is from Talker. AI-generated deepfake voices are now indistinguishable from real human voices, according to new research. The study shows that the average listener can no longer distinguish between computer-simulated voices and those of real human beings. Right. I'm telling you, you know, this is fun and kind of weird and goofy and all that stuff. When this starts getting used on the international stage or in political campaigns, God help us all.
It's already been used in that way. They left voicemails from a top White House official to foreign officials.
That said to, and there was another one that said, stop, you don't need to go vote. All of this. Oh, my gosh. It's just bad, 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 bad. Or this is your grandchild, and I'm in trouble, and I need you to send me money. Great, I mean, my
point.
God.
Great point.
I know I'm Mr. Doomsday, but
I know. I just said during a break to Sam, during a break, I said, this scares me, and every single thing that you've warned us about over the last couple of years seems to be coming true.
A new study out of the Queen Mary University in London shows that AI voice technology has now reached a stage where it can create voice clones or deep fakes, which are literally as realistic as a human recording. Who knows? Listeners.
Stop.
Is this really me?
Now, as an audiophile, and I think that the three of us, considering the fact that we listen to things and do this every single day, could pick out AI versus real. Is there going to be some small, specific industry that comes up where, you know, we need to bring in an expert witness? Is this AI or is this real?
Oh, I'm sure.
But see, here's the thing. In the future, anybody who gets recorded, legitimately recorded, doing something wrong, okay, a drug, you know, some high-level politician, and it's a kind of little grainy video from a cell phone of them buying, I don't know, cocaine or pills or whatever, now they're going to say, that's a fake.
It's fake.
It wasn't me.
Doesn't even need to be grainy. It could be in 4K.
It's bad on both sides. Like, it could be bad if someone is trying to say that someone did something in politics or wherever that they didn't. It could also be bad when someone actually is doing something wrong and then just has this hall pass that, well, that's a deep fake.
How many times?
I don't know what that is. I didn't do that.
How many times have you turned on the news in the last handful of years? The new thing to go with is not necessarily video that our team captured. We went to the scene of this explosion or this crime or this speech or whatever. But people are using what people gather on their phones and are posting up on Twitter or on Facebook or on Instagram, whatever. And they're just putting up in the corner courtesy of Dana Wright.
Courtesy of whoever.
Right. And the news media is just assuming right now, and I think safely so at the moment, that this is legitimate, it is real, this is what the house really looked like when it just exploded in the middle of this neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
But how long are we away from, you know, man, I heard that so-and-so politician said the N-word at one of his little campaign rallies. It never did, okay? Never did. But somebody sends in or puts up on Twitter an AI deepfake of this said politician saying the N-word at a rally.
It happened to a high school principal.
Exactly
the
right.
Hell out of everyone.
They lost their job and had to go to court to fight for it back.
Had to go to the school board to fight for it.
Oh, sorry.
Back. But you're right. The principal did lose his job and then went to the school board and said,
look,
that wasn't me. I didn't do that.
So we literally will get to a point where there will be an expert. I volunteer as tribute for that job. My fee is very high. Who will have to sit down and decide whether or not a piece of audio is AI generated or actually the person who said it.
Isn't there a computer file behind it, Sam? Some sort of imprint.
Not if you're good at what you're doing.
Okay, that's great. Well, we're all going to
die. Like, that was the issue with the Epstein videos. They left.
Did you say we're all going to die?
That was one of the issues with the Epstein videos. They left the metadata of the edits on the video.
Yeah.
So if you were a nerd, you could take that video, download it, look at the metadata, and see, oh, they edited it on this date and this date and this date.
This is the one where the minute is missing at the
Correct.
End of every hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can see all of that information, but if you know what you're doing, you can get rid of that information and make it look like it never was altered.
I don't know if this is true. I'm just going to take you at your word, 0168. People were spreading a photo around Facebook this weekend of the Dollar General in Tonganoxie being on fire. It was completely fake.
Oh.
Huh. Okay.
And the tougher the speech pattern, or the tougher is not the right word, the more obscure the speech pattern. For
yes.
example, I'll just
yes.
use Elon Musk as an example. He has a very out there speech pattern that will be easier for AI to mimic because it already sounds slightly off even when the real person speaks.
So why does that make it easier?
Because AI can cling to those specific things. If you talk and sound normal, whatever normal is, it will be easier to pick up on a random pause that wasn't supposed to be there.
But back to one of Dana's points earlier, imagine an 85-year-old grandma getting a phone call, and I think this is probably already happening. Hey, grandma,
yeah.
It's Tony.
Well, they don't say that. They go, hey, grandma, it's me. Can you hear me? They go, then the grandma says,
why are you whispering?
Tony?
Yeah, yes.
The reply is, yes. Yes.
Right. And then they need money.
Oh, it's
because
terrible.
They're in jail. They need bond.
In fact, one of my friends, this happened to her very, very elderly mother. Say, like, your name is Scott, but your real name, Scott, is John, but you go by Scott. It was one of those, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the call comes in, and the caller that had farmed all this information on Facebook had the grandchild's legal name, but not what he goes by. Like, no one calls the child John. They all call him Scott.
His name is John Scott Taylor.
He's like, this is John. And she goes, John? The only way she did not get scammed was because the name was slightly different. And she was like, wait a minute. So she called my girlfriend. She said, is everything okay with Scott? And she's like, yeah, he's at school. Why?
Wow.
By the way, we have been warned about this by Hollywood for 98 years.
What do you
How
mean?
So?
The first AI doomsday movie came out in 1927. It was a silent film about AI taking over the world.
That's great.
Really?
Yep. False Maria.
False Maria.
Mm-hmm. Great.
A robot that takes over the world.
Somebody said on the text line, is it possible that Tilly Norwood could be nominated for an Academy Award.
No, Tilly Norwood does not exist. Would you like to come up and say a few words? No, she's not real.
You say it was False Maria?
False Maria. Sorry, she doesn't take over the world, but.
She is False Tilly Norwood.
She does a lot of damage.
Little hussy. God, she's gorgeous.
Oh, it was in the movie was called Metropolis, I believe.
Oh, okay.
This says creativity is and should remain human-centered. Okay?
I agree.
Art, and we've seen the whole fake computerized art file thing that was really popular a couple years ago, Sam. Remember the digital file of the cartoon?
You're talking about
monkey, whatever it was.
NFTs.
A bunch of people paid $1 million for it.
Non-fungible tokens.
Now it's not worth squat.
Fools and their money.
I think art should be real. Something that you and I can't do, Scott. Where you look at a painting and you think, oh my gosh, look at that Monet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can duct tape a banana to a wall for $7 million.
Yeah, I would actually be able to do that for $7 million. I'd do it for $5.
By the way, Metropolis, which came out in 1927, was 153 minutes long. It's a German movie. At the time, that was considered an outrageously long movie. 2.5 hours.
Oh, yeah, 2.5 hours. Oh, yeah.
Outrageously long movie.
Well, you remember when The Godfather came out, they were like breaking the norm because of the length of the film. They thought that no one would go see it. And, well, they were right initially.
One of the best comebacks I've seen about this whole fake creative Tilly Norwood is Tilly Norwood, to be clear, is not an actor. It is a character generated by a computer program that was trained on the work of countless professional performers.
Without compensation.
Without permission or compensation. It has no life experience to draw from, yep. No emotion. Mm-hmm. And from what we've seen, audiences aren't interested in watching computer-generated content untethered
Star Wars?
From the human experience.
Wait a minute. Most young actors are inspired by other actors.
Not the
without
same.
Compensation or recognition.
Tilly Norwood was created.
You're drawing that line?
Think of the algorithm, Sam. You put 96,000 Hollywood Best Actress performances into a computer, and you say, spit out a brunette that can do these things. She really was created on the backs of actual performers, if you think about it.
Sam, one of your favorite bands is Greta Van Fleet.
Love it.
I could barely distinguish them from Led Zeppelin.
Which, by the way, Led Zeppelin sued and then dropped the suit because they had a resurgence in popularity thanks to Greta.
I understand, but you're missing the larger point. They didn't draw on their own creativity and inspiration. They literally stole Led Zeppelin's sound. I don't have a problem with that. But, I mean, they are not original.
But that's what I'm saying about this AI thing. Like, yeah, they pulled from other professional actors and actresses without compensation or recognition, but you could say that about most up-and-coming actors and actresses.
True, but with Greta Van Fleet, they still have to perform.
You still have to be able to perform. You still have to be able to do the thing, whether that's singing, acting, dancing.
Not typing it into a computer and saying, I need her to say this and move in this direction. You know, I mean, you're not a keyboard composer.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
And I feel fine.
I don't feel fine.
913.
Screw you, Tilly Norwood.
Screw you, Tilly. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Story here from the New York Post, and they always have a really catchy, interesting first line of their stories. It's probably nothing. The newly discovered Manhattan-sized interstellar object zooming through our solar system has been identified as a comet, but two Harvard scientists argue there is reason to believe it is really an alien probe, Dana Wright.
Oh. Could you describe the probe, sir?
NASA discovered 31 Atlas on July 1st, speeding through the inner solar system at 140,000 miles per hour, according to observations from the Atlas telescope in Chile, with experts clueless as to where it came from. Harvard astrophysicist Avi Loeb suggested in a new paper that the object, only the third interstellar object ever detected, could be an intelligently directed alien craft observing Earth with possible hostile intentions.
By the way, this is Harvard.
Yes, that is correct. And it's two astrophysicists from Harvard.
Dismiss them as crackpots all you want to. This is Harvard we're talking about.
Harvard.
Dr. Loeb, Adam Droll, and Adam Hibbard write, and I quote, "The hypothesis in question is that 31 Atlas is a technological artifact and furthermore has active intelligence. If this is the case, then two possibilities follow. First, that its intentions are entirely benign, and second, they are malign."
Mm-hmm. I think what's making this so remarkable is the fact that it's not following the predictable pattern of most other things that fly through the universe. big wide open spaces out there, but as the rocks,
as
the
those
stars.
Those things don't ever fly toward us, I think we're good.
Oh, it's coming at us.
We're good. Now let's move it off its little course. We've seen this in the movies. You just doop, 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 doop.
It's too far away right now.
Uh-huh.
Got to get some drilling teams out there.
Uh-huh. Going to have to go find some people on some platforms out in the Gulf. Mm-hmm. Who are willing to give up everything.
Maybe in prison.
As long as they don't have to pay taxes.
We can AI Tilly Ledbetter. We can certainly knock that thing off course.
Tilly what?
I don't know her name, Scott.
Tilly
She's
Norwood.
Real. She's not real.
Well, her name. She has a real.
Sue me? She's not real.
She has a real name. It's Tilly Norwood. That's Lily Ledbetter.
Whatever.
The Missouri. By the way, today is the day where Jackson Countyans are voting on whether to remove, recall Jackson County Executive Frank White.
Who's going to go to the polls and vote? No, do not recall him. This is one of those elections where, don't you think, if you are getting in your car, driving to the polls to vote, you are angry. You owe $26,000 in property taxes that you don't know how you're going to pay.
From 2023 and then got the 25
you
ones
want
no
him
more.
Out. Who's going to drive to the polls and go, yeah, we think he's doing a great job?
Quoting here from County Executive Frank White, we should all be scared. The people of Jackson County deserve honesty, fairness, and transparency.
Yeah, and you have offered none of those, sir. Next.
Instead, it appears we are being set up for backroom deals that will decide the future of our county. Our community cannot afford this.
How is this going to be anything other than 97% to 3%?
I would be very surprised if it is anything other than that.
Because you are not motivated to go to the polls to say anyone's doing a fine job. You are motivated to go if you want change. This was a petition for change. Yeah. Who's going to go and vote? I think everything's fine.
Well, clearly.
Friends and family.
That's what I was going to say. I bet the vote is 90 to 10.
I think it's 95-5.
You have until 7 p.m. this night tonight to get in line.
Okay.
That's right. They can't turn you away once you're in line. That is correct.
But they will have an election worker stand at the end of the line at 7 to mark the you cannot get in line anymore.
What if the line's longer than the line to dispute your property taxes? Probably not getting in.
There's no possibility of that even happening.
You're never going to see your family again.
1,000 people.
Dan has been really close to the vest on this today. He's wearing an I voted sticker because you live in Jackson County.
Yes.
And Sam said, Dan, did you vote today? And you said, I voted. And Sam was really harping you to figure out if you voted to keep Frank White or to get rid of Frank White. And I must confess, I was very impressed with you.
I will share that I voted today.
That is it. I remember Dave Helling once saying to me when we were work spouses years ago, he said, D. Wright, I do not even share with my wife and my children who I voted for.
Now,
I will tell you I voted. I will not tell you for whom.
I didn't ask how he voted first. Somebody else asked that first, and then I just laid into him because... Well, I won't repeat what I said.
But Dan, did you vote today?
I voted today.
Hmm. Go exercise your right.
Who did you vote for or against?
I voted today.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.